Well, good morning and welcome to the drive. I'm going to work. It's 77 degrees at 7:34 a.m. The humidity is kind of creeping its ugly head back into the south. Pretty soon it's going to be very humid every single day. But right now it's not too bad. But today, I was thinking this morning, as I was spending time with the Lord, how important and critical it is just to know that God speaks. God speaks. Now, God speaks in many different ways, right? He speaks through prayer. He speaks through people. Sometimes you have to discern. Sometimes people just say, this is from the Lord, and it's not. But sometimes he speaks through people. He often speaks through situations, open and closed doors, you know, like a clear pathway or an obstructed pathway. Like circumstances sort of speak to us. You know, God uses them in our lives to direct us or redirect us. Jonah. But today I want to talk about how God speaks through his word. How God speaks through his word. You ever been listening to a sermon and you're going through something like something major, something difficult, something incredibly hard? Like you're going through it. And maybe you go to church just going, oh man, I don't even want to go to church. I just want to like take a break. Just want to go on vacation. But I got to go to church, you know. Which is the wrong motive anyway, feeling guilty so you have to go to church. But that's a different podcast. Anyway, so you go to church and the worship starts. You know, you start worshiping and responding to the Lord like you do every week. And even that's another avenue that God speaks to us is through worship. And songs kind of, you know, they minister to your heart. They sort of prepare your heart. Say hi to someone, sit down, listen, start listening to the sermon, looking at the scriptures. And then looking around and going, how did the pastor know that I'm going through this? Did someone tell him? Why is he... This is exactly, like, basically the word of God is so just like, the light is shining on you and you're going, this is totally speaking directly to my situation. Now, over the years, I've had people come up and be like, who told you that? How did you, like, that's exactly what I'm going through. I just got that verse like 10 times this last week, and that just confirms this morning that God is speaking. You know, it's not, when you go to church, when you hear the word spoken, it's not the person speaking, really. It's God speaking through his word. He just uses messengers to relay that word. God speaks through his word. And you hear that and you go, Lord, I get it now. Like, I understand. I've heard it 1,000 times before. Whatever, like, I've heard this story before. I've heard this account. But this time it's like, but this time, it means something so much more because you're meeting me through the scriptures. You're speaking to me through your word. And that's the thing. And that's why I always try to encourage people, get into the word. Not just on Sundays and have the pastor relay the word. You know, he studied all week. That's what he does. Whatever. Like, I'm going to go and I'm going to get that. No, that's a supplement, right? That's a supplement, but the scriptures need to be read every single day, not in a legalistic, not because of, you know, you should feel guilty or whatever, but it should be a joy because you know, as you read the word, God speaks to you. And I personally, I want God to speak to me, man. I need God to speak to me because if he's not speaking to me, I would just be adrift floating in the ocean with no oars going, I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. But as I read the word, it's like oars drop from heaven. I grab them and I start rowing. And God says, go that way. And I'm like, rowing and rowing. I'm like, there's land over there. Okay, rowing over there. There's food over there. Grabbing the food, provision. There's people over there I want you to plug in with. Okay, there's the church. And you know what I'm saying? There's a school over there I want you to go and finish and get your degree. There's a job over there. Go this way. Go that way. And it's like, Without the Lord, none of that would happen. I would just be in the middle of the ocean, adrift, without any direction. And you would too. Because we need to hear from God. And one of the major ways we hear from God is through His God-given, God-breathed Word. So how important is it to read God's Word on a regular basis? When we consistently read God's Word, we'll have a lot less questions about life circumstances. I'm not saying it'll clear everything up all the time and everything will be smooth and wonderful 100% of the time. Of course not. But I am saying that the more you read God's Word, the more answers to those deep questions and struggles that you have will come to light, basically. You see? God speaks through His Word. And I'm not discounting counseling. I'm not discounting getting together with other believers and praying. You know, I'm not discounting any of that. But I am saying, man, seriously, a lot of the stress and anxiety that we have will be annihilated when we're in God's Word consistently seeking Him and expecting to hear His voice to our very life situations. God's Word is powerful like that. I mean, that's why we're in Mobile, Alabama. That's why we planted a church in 2017, September. Not because I just thought it was a good idea, but it's because I sought the Lord continually for this specific promise. And the more I sought Him, the more clear things became. And the more my path in life, my family's path in life, was illuminated by the light of His Word. And I love Psalm 119. This verse, someone gave me my first Bible ever, you know, before I was even saved. They gave me this big NIV study Bible, black cover, and it was huge. But I loved reading, so I'm like, okay, I'll read it. And it was awesome. But in the front of the Bible, they wrote this verse, and it really has ministered to me when it comes to direction in life. Direction in life, because we need direction. And it's so simple, because I like short, simple things. You know, that's why I wrote devotionals that are short and simple. That's why I usually, when I preach the Word, I try to make it simple, and it's about 30 minutes, like 30-minute sermons, because let's just get to the point. But I like this. It's Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What does light do? It illuminates. It makes things clear. And we all have a path in life. And we want to make sure that path is the path of God's purpose. And in order to see which direction to go, you know, especially at points where it's like, okay, I have four ways to go now, especially to know which way to go, you know, because God does go before us. But to know where to go and what to do, we look down at His Word, and it's like a light shining. It illuminates our path as we look down at our feet and walk. And we go, this is where the light's shining. This is where I'm going. It's a beautiful thing. All that to say is that God clearly speaks through His inspired Word. It's amazing. That's why at Calvary Chapel Mobile, also, we teach the Word. We teach the Word. Because I want to know the direction He has for me. I want the congregation to know the direction that He has for them. And I want us as a church to know the direction that He has for us. Because we don't want to be stranded in the center of the ocean. We want to look to God, our navigation, our guide, so we know what to do, where to go. What action to take. The answers to the struggles are in the Word of God. And as we seek Him and read His Word and pray it in, man, it's powerful. God speaks, and He often blows our mind like, wow, I get it. I just tried to talk to a few people about that. I got nothing. But then I went to your word, and immediately it was just answered. It was illuminated. God wants to speak. May we listen. God speaks through his amazing word. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.